You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Irirangi Poho, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
Finally on the show today, music streaming platform Spotify has come under the spotlight for filling its playlist with supposedly fake artists. I have been across this story and I filed this report. Music streaming platform Spotify is under the spotlight this week with accusations they have been filling their curated playlists with fake artists and songs. The allegations have been made by both Vulture.com and MusicBusinessWorldwide.com.
Ever wondered what it'd be like to have Spotify Premium? Now you can find out with our free 30-day trial. For 30 wonderful days, you'll have full, ad-free access to pretty much all the world's recorded music on your computer and your cell phone. Any track, anytime. Just click the banner to try Spotify Premium for free. You've got nothing to lose.
The allegations directed at the world's most popular and number one streaming platform are that they encourage and even pay producers to create tracks under untraceable pseudonyms. A quick Google search of the so-called fake artist shows up no information on them in the form of a personal website or links to social media, suggesting these artists are indeed fake. Spotify have denied the allegations, saying they have never created fake artists and put them on Spotify playlists. In a statement, Spotify said they pay royalties for all tracks on Spotify and for everything playlisted. They also added that they do not own rights, are not a label, and that all their music is licensed from rights holders. In their article, Music Business Worldwide revealed a list of 50 names which they claim to be some of the fake artists Spotify are being accused of using in their playlists. This includes artists with names such as Amity Cadet, Mayhem, and Holtana. All the artists on the list have racked up millions of streams on Spotify, 520 million to be precise, which equates to around $3 million in royalties. So what do some of these artists sound like? Well, this is the artist on the list with the most number of streams at 32.4 million, Charles Bolt. A song called Far and Beyond that has racked up over 19 million streams. As you can see, this is quite ambient piano music, of which many of these artists seem to be, meaning that arguably it could be easier to disguise fake artists from real artists, given that by and large, many of these tracks are indeed instrumental. Spotify's playlists are extremely popular and are often the go-to for their users in discovering new music. Their importance is seen in that record labels even pay large amounts of money to have their artists place in these playlists, making the fact fake artists could be replacing real artists on them a bone of contention for record labels. Industry experts appear unsurprised by the news, with many saying that fake artists appearing on Spotify playlists was now common practice and was indeed a bid by the platform to drive down its licensing costs. This might be the case, but it does leave some unanswered questions around the practice. Why is Spotify picking these tracks to appear on its own playlists with such volume and regularity, and ahead of recordings from major and independent labels? What royalty rates are they getting ahead of real artists? And arguably the most important question, is this practice even ethical? It is no secret Spotify is struggling financially and that any opportunity to pay less to labels or lower its costs will be investigated. However, for a company that is already under attack for not paying artists fairly for access to their content, any move that could be deemed unethical when it comes to ensuring artists get their fair share could be met with a touch of cynicism. It remains to be seen how damaging this will be for Spotify, and we wait with interest as to what will happen next. Sam Smith reporting for 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.